Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me. If it's your first time coming along for the ride, we welcome you with open arms. If you're a regular listener, thank you so much for making Auto World a part of your day this time every week. And we've got a really cool guest lined up for this hour of the program, one of the regular contributors here on the show. The publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive is standing by, and we're going to be talking about a gamut of things, including the fact that Consumer Guide has just recently they put out the word about the 2015 Best Buys. So we're going to begin a discussion on that that will probably take a couple of different appearances by our good friend Tom Appel. But we're going to start on the list for 2015 in this hour of the broadcast. Also, we'll be taking your telephone calls at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. You can also reach me via the email anytime, on the air, off the air, 24 hours a day. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com, B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com, or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Well, let's go to the windy city of Chicago, Illinois, and welcome one of our regular contributors here to the show. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, and always a favorite here on the broadcast, Tom Appel. Welcome back to Auto World. How you doing, Tom?
I'm good, and it's windy and snowy this morning.
Oh, boy. So the winter has officially arrived in the greater Chicago area.
Yeah, we can call it official now. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of things happening in the automotive world as far as events. I was out at the SEMA show in Las Vegas, Nevada there for a visit, and that was quite spectacular. And then coming up this week, unfortunately, I'm not going to make it, but the L.A. Auto Show kicks off the new auto show season with what appears to be a number of very significant announcements. A lot of them are leaking out.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on there. Looking forward to hearing about that. And, of course, we're getting a lot of preview news about what's going to happen in Detroit and Chicago as well. So this is going to be a good season.
It definitely is, and Auto World will be there in the Motor City of Detroit in our usual place doing our interviews. We'll also be covering the Consumer Electronics Show, which is also a very interesting show. Tom, I've been going to that show for about 20 years or so, and it's amazing how the OEMs, the car makers, have really embraced the Consumer Electronics Show in recent times. One of the executives with Consumer Electronics, who I've known for many, many years, said to me, last year, I came to CES and an auto show has broken out.
Yeah, I think it was Ford that did that most back in the launch days of Sync and my Ford Touch. I made a big deal of being there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe last year there were 10 automotive manufacturers in attendance. And I believe for the 2015 rendition, we're going to see even more. But I was very excited last night. I didn't get the official press release, but folks log on to consumerguide.com. You guys have your annual Best Buys list up there for everybody to check out. Give us a little rundown of the background and history of doing this and a little bit about the methodology in which you use to come up with all these great winners.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for asking. We've been doing Best Buys now for about 35 years, and it's an annual event, and it involves all the full-time editors on our staff sitting down around a pizza and not leaving the room until we have our Best Buy list.
Very good.
It can be contentious in some classes and very obvious in others. But what we're looking for ultimately is a great ride performance. We need it to fit the function, which is why we have 20 classes. So vehicles need to stand out and do what they need to do in compact sport utility, for example. We have expectations of what a vehicle there will do. And then finally, when we're getting down to the last two or three vehicles, it comes down to dollar values and where you can get into certain value points and for how much money.
And that's so important as far as I'm concerned. Today, 2014, 2015, everything costs too much money. And, you know, you've really got to do your research when you're purchasing a new vehicle. It's undoubtedly the second biggest purchase that you're going to make. And there are so many choices, so many nuances. And for me, the value equation is always so important.
It is, and people commit to vehicles more than they ever have in the past. We're looking at 64 months now is the average car loan. That is a heavy-duty commitment, and if you're going to pick a vehicle, choose a vehicle, and live with it for that long, or pay for it for that long, you should be very, very happy with what you purchase.
That is so true. There are a lot of the year awards that are given out. Some of them have already been announced for 2015, but I really like the format that you guys utilize with the 2015 Best Buys. You've got the overall Editor's Choice winner, but you've also got all these different segments, the car segment, the crossover SUV segment, the minivan segment, the pickup truck segment, the electric vehicle segment, and you break within those segments the vehicles down to almost like a science. Let's take the car section, which we'll be talking a lot about here on today's broadcast. But let's see, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different segments there within the car class. So there's something for everybody, and it really narrows it down depending on what you're looking for and what your wallet, what your financial situation requires you to look at.
Yeah, and we were hoping that, and thank you for noticing, because we really want this to make it easy for consumers to make decisions. And if you're, you know, a young family starting out, maybe you're looking at compact crossover and mid-size car, and then you're down to three categories and much far fewer vehicles than if you were just shopping more broadly. And we really want to help people narrow down that list.
Absolutely. Let's look at some of the 2015 Best Buys, beginning with the car category. First category off the bat is the compact car category, and this is a class that is very competitive. There's no question about it, and there's certainly some very good players in this field.
Yeah, there really is, and for a long time we had loved the Nissan Cube, and of course the Nissan Cube is going to be leaving us, but a very similar product and just as boldly conceived when it was introduced was the Kia Soul, which we made a Best Buy this year, and it's just been updated, and they've made huge improvements in refinement without raising the price as much. And just a great car that it's fun if you're single. It works if you have small kids because you can put kid seats in it. Great use of space, decent fuel economy, and good fuel, good starting price.
Absolutely. I haven't had the chance to get behind the wheel of this second generation of the Soul, but I'm looking forward to it. I always have been a fan of the Soul design-wise. I think the Kia design crew did a wonderful job with it, and this is a vehicle with a lot of personality, and they've also added an electric vehicle for 2015.
Yeah, Soul EV, that's a limited market vehicle, so we're not going to see it here in Chicago, at least not initially. But that's Kia's first foray into the electric vehicle market, and we'll see how that goes. But that's a good car to do it, too, because they're able to hide the batteries more easily in that body style, so they're not going to lose cargo room like you see in a lot of cars.
Another vehicle that you cite here as being one of the all-stars is a vehicle I have had the opportunity to check out, and it's kind of a Swiss Army knife vehicle in its design, and that's the Honda Fit. This thing can do a lot of tricks with its seats, and you can configure it a gazillion different ways, and you can fit an awful lot of stuff in a very small vehicle.
Yeah, it's a fine vehicle. The Honda Fit's always been very appealing to the consumer guys. Even though it was small and small engined, it was always fun to drive if you like to row the transmission. There's a little more power now and a little bit more refinement, and a little of that rawness is off the table now. Just a really great, as you mentioned, versatile Swiss Army knife kind of vehicle.
Absolutely. And the Prius C, the smallest of the Prius family, is also in the all-star list of best buys from Consumer Guide. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Tom Appel. He's the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. You're listening to Auto World Live all across North America and around the world at GCN Live.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We got a treat in store for you today because Tom Appel is with us, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, and we're talking about the just-released 2015 Best Buys from the publication. They've been doing it for more than 30 years, and this is just a fantastic list. We've already given you the Best Buys in the subcompact class of vehicles under the category of cars. Let's move up a little bit in size to just regular compact cars, and this certainly is a very popular category as well, Tom.
It absolutely is, and yeah, it's one of the three, what is it? It's probably the fourth largest class of vehicles in terms of sales and an entry point for a lot of drivers. And it's the kind of thing, too, I think that historically there's been a lot of momentum. People buy these cars because they're coming in to the market for the first time because their parents did or their friends did. But the market has changed a lot. There's a lot of good competition here now.
Definitely. So what did you guys select for 2015 in the realm of compact car Best Buys?
Our first Best Buy is the Honda Civic, a perennial, not always on the list, but it made the list again this year. It's been updated a couple times recently and now plays with a CVT that works very well. But if you're looking for a fundamentally basic compact car that does everything it needs to do very well, including get great fuel economy numbers, this is the way to go.
Yep, no, that's definitely a great choice, no question about it, as I call them the usual suspects continue to evolve and get better and better, and that's true for your second pick, and that's the regular Toyota Prius.
Yep, the standard Toyota Prius. It's been around for a long time. I think that people have gotten used to seeing it, and I think that maybe it's actually a little underappreciated these days, but it works very much like any other car, and yet you get fantastic fuel economy.
Let's move up into the realm of premium compact cars, and you've got a couple of very interesting choices here, both domestic vehicles, although is there such a thing as a domestic vehicle today? It's kind of a global playing field, but two vehicles from General Motors. Tell us about them, Tom.
Yeah, we do, and they're very different vehicles, too, and yet they play in the same class. One is the Buick Verano, and the other is the Cadillac ATS, and we're extremely fond of the Verano simply because there is so much refinement. And so much content for the money, it's almost undeniable. If you're looking for a car now, it's not especially sporty, and it's sort of the antithesis of the Cadillac ATS, the other winner. But if you're looking for a small, luxurious car, sort of a shrunken Lexus ES, this is the way to go. Another pick is the Cadillac ATS, which is dynamically much more interesting to drive. Just great fun, great packaging, and delightfully extroverted styling, I'd say.
Very well said. Yeah, I've been in the Verano for a week and enjoyed that. Definitely a different type of Buick than we've seen from the manufacturer in the past 20 years, as Buick continues to evolve as a different type of brand, a more sporty brand, more European-inspired. The ATS is a vehicle, for whatever reason, I haven't had a chance to spend a weekend, but certainly look forward to that. And rumor has it, out in the city of Angels, we're going to see the V rendition of this one, and that one might be mighty cool.
Yeah, I think so, and I think there's going to be a lot of people paying attention to that. That's a car that screams out for a sporty version.
Let's move up to the midsize car category. And I'm so glad that you guys have chosen one of these vehicles here, because I think it's a vehicle that's very much been overlooked. The first Best Buy is the larger Toyota Prius. It's the V variant. Certainly a good choice for those folks who want the Prius but want a little bit more room.
Yeah, this is the kind of vehicle, it's very wagonish in overall shape, that were it offered with all-wheel drive, we would probably consider it a crossover. Makes great use of space, returns nearly the same fuel economy as the base Prius, but you could squeeze a family of five in it if you had to.
And the one that I'm very pleased that you've chosen as a Best Buy is the 2015 Chrysler 200. I had one of these for a week, and you know, I went into it expecting to like it, but I didn't expect to like it as much as I did, Tom. And, you know, this vehicle can be either purchased with a 2.4-liter multi-air four-cylinder, or you can get the Pentastar V6. You can get front-wheel drive, you can get all-wheel drive. I think styling-wise, they did a very, very good job. The interior really blew me away. Extraordinarily well-done interior. And this is a vehicle that I think a lot of buyers have overlooked and really need to take a look at.
Yeah, they really do, and it's wonderful that Chrysler's finally playing in this class again and playing in it so successfully. And as you mentioned, I think you go into the car and you expect it to be good, and then you're just sort of surprised by how good it is. Additionally, it's always slightly more fun to drive than you expect. It's an intangible asset, but there's just something about the way the steering and the braking and everything works that it's borderline sporty, and it's not something you expect in this class.
Definitely not. Let's talk about premium midsize cars. This is a class which is quite large in size and scope and in price range as well. Two very good choices here, one from Cadillac and the other one from Acura. And this is a vehicle that I haven't had the chance to drive yet, the Acura TLX, and I'm very much looking forward to it. The reviews have been rave on this. This is the kind of the combining of two former Acura models into an all new singular model. How does this Acura drive? Everybody tells me it's a really, really well-engineered piece.
It really is, and I just had the good fortune to spend another week in the V6 version. That's the TLX SH Super Handling All-Wheel Drive, so that's the top-of-the-line model with the V6. And it's great news here is that compared to the TL, though it is physically smaller on the outside, they haven't really given up any interior dimensions, so it still fully plays in the midsize category. And it's really just great to drive. Everyone I've talked to comments on the steering, just fantastically light but accurate steering. The 3.5-liter, now they call it the Earth Dreams engine, is just more muscle than you'd expect in this car. The interior is fantastic. It's very engaging. It's a rewarding vehicle to drive.
And the other choice is from Cadillac, and that's the Cadillac CTS, which has won the Motor Trend Car of the Year award twice. And the second generation definitely moves the vehicle a little bit upscale, a little bit larger, and they're playing now against the 5 Series BMW with this vehicle.
They are, and it's funny, too, that we talked about how Consumer Guide divides the market into 20 classes. And even in segments that small, we run into a situation where the TLX does not compete directly with the other car that's won, and that's the CTS, because the CTS is a larger, more powerful, more expensive vehicle. You can spend another $20,000 on a CTS than you can at a TLX. That said, a CTS, modestly equipped, is one of the most impressive. We're very impressed with the 2-liter turbo engine in lesser models of that car. It's fun to drive, it's efficient, and you still get beautiful cabin.
Absolutely. Let's move into the large car class. There aren't as many players in the large car class as there once were. And, you know, it's kind of surprising because Americans still love, you know, large pickup trucks, large SUVs. And to me, in many cases, a large car makes as a better choice for a lot of folks if you're not going off-roading and you don't need that SUV capability, because a lot of these vehicles are available in all-wheel drive configuration. We'll tell you about the best buys on the other side on the large car segment from Consumer Guide. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the number one spot on the internet for automotive and motorcycle gifts. And now you can save a full 15% off your entire order simply by using promo code BKG-Bob. That's BKG-Bob. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Auto World rolls on live all across North America on great radio stations like the Information Station, AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. And we're chatting right now with the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. We're beginning to tell you the winners of Consumer Guide's 2015 Best Buys, and we're focusing on the car category. And in particular, we're up to the large car class before that hard bottom of the hour break. I was making just the blanket statement that this is a pretty small field, and in a lot of ways it's surprising, because certainly Americans and people in North America tend to like larger vehicles, and pickup trucks that continue to dominate the sales as far as being the top selling vehicles, and large SUVs continue to be very, very popular. I'm surprised a lot of these people don't consider some of these modern new large vehicles, which you can get in all-wheel drive configuration in many cases. And you know, if you're not taking your vehicle off-road and you don't need that SUV kind of capability or crossover kind of capability, these really fit the bill.
Yeah, I agree completely, and I'm rather surprised, especially in the case of the vehicles that made our Best Buy list. People aren't looking at these more. I can't think of a better way for four people to go long distances on a highway or to enjoy a vacation than a car like these.
Absolutely. The first Best Buy from Consumer Guide for 2015 is another vehicle from Buick, and I have had time behind the wheel of this vehicle, and it's extraordinarily well done. It's the LaCrosse. Tell us all about it, Tom.
Yeah, the Buick LaCrosse continues to surprise us, and it's been around for a couple of years now, but it is surprisingly refined, and it's surprisingly refined for the money. It's hard to find a car that's even within $20,000 of this car that will match it for quietness and for ride comfort. Additionally, the interior is very well finished. It's spacious. It has an amazing amount of room for tall people, which is a consideration.
Mm-hmm.
It's just surprisingly refined and pleasant to drive for the money. It very much almost a luxury class vehicle, but the price is coming just below that.
And the other vehicle is so improved from its last incarnation. This is the 2015 Chevrolet Impala, and this vehicle really is world class. The interior is extremely well done, and another good offering from the Bowtie brand.
Yeah, buying the Impala is almost like buying the Buick with a coupon. Because it is 90% there, but it costs about 20% less. Really, same use of space, obviously, because it shares architecture, same drivetrains, nearly the same level of quietness, and perhaps slightly sporty handling.
As we move into the premium large car class, there are a lot of stellar vehicles in this price range, in this class, a wide range of price, anything from the low 40s all the way up to 200 grand. And the vehicle that you've chosen as a Best Buy is a vehicle that I had for a week and was extraordinarily surprised with how good Kia hit it out of the park, really, with their first attempt with a rear-wheel drive, 8-cylinder powered large sedan. This vehicle is very stylish and certainly comes with all the bells and whistles at a fraction of the cost of some of the other players in this particular market.
Yeah, it's funny, too. There's a little controversy about why Kia needs a large luxury vehicle and if that's really the best fit for the Kia lineup. But you can just put that argument aside and focus on the vehicle. And this is an extraordinary effort on their part. It is very refined, very powerful, very nicely finished. And this is a category, too, where for years we've always had the Mercedes-Benz S-Class as the awardee in this category simply because it's hard to touch. But Kia's gotten to the point with this vehicle where you combine the achievement they've got with the incredible price advantage, and suddenly it's the winner.
Yeah, it certainly makes sense. And another vehicle like the Chrysler 200 that a lot of people haven't really taken a serious look at. I know they've got a new advertising campaign with basketball player LeBron James on this vehicle. Hopefully it will raise more attention because, like its sibling, the Equus from Hyundai, this is a great value vehicle. You can kind of be playing with some toys that normally you can only get in the vehicles costing close to 100 grand or more. Let's take a look at the sporty performance cars. Always love the sporty performance cars. I think even if I'm lucky enough to be around at 80 or 90 years of age, I'll still be lusting after these vehicles. And you've got two very affordable choices here in the Best Buy category. I recently spent a week behind the wheel of the Blue Series, a limited production variant of one of the winners, the 2015 Subaru BRZ. This is a specially equipped, available 500 coming in blue, 500 coming in white, and lots of cool little limited production goodies in the vehicle that I have. But the BRZ, the only rear-wheel drive offering from Subaru, certainly gives you a taste of a big-time sports car at a little-time price.
Yeah, it really does. It's funny how it's the little things. There's not a lot of power under the hood, and it's not a large car, and I think that by any any static measure. It's not that exciting a vehicle. It's how the parts come together. And you get into this car, and it just reminds you what it's like and why you liked driving when you were younger. Fantastic shifter, responsive engine, great handling. It's the kind of car you want to drive all the time. It's a shame that there are stoplights. It's the kind of car that makes you hate traffic laws.
Absolutely. And the other winner for Best Buy from Consumer Guide for 2015 is its sibling, and this is from Scion, the FRS. Out at SEMA, there were a number of aftermarket manufacturers who showed Targa versions of this, the roof off, and those were quite cool looking. And speaking of cool looking, it's always an argument which one is better looking, the BRZ or the FRS. I don't know. Well, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. It's definitely a looker, though.
Yeah, it really is. It's like the Subaru. I know they're tuned slightly differently, but picking one of them would be tough to do. They're both just a joy to drive. I think I want to say the Subaru rides slightly better, and perhaps the Toyota handles slightly sharper. But don't hold me to that.
As we move up to the premium sporty and performance car class, this is, in fact, the enthusiast class, and there are just a tremendous amount of stellar vehicles in this range. Some really dream machines, lottery cars, I call them. And, boy, there are so many choices. But the best buy is the Corvette, and it makes so much sense. This 2015 Chevrolet Corvette, the C7, really sets the benchmark for value with its exotic car looks and luxury accoutrements. You really are getting an awful lot, and if you're looking for a great value, this is it.
Yeah, everyone fully expected, and I certainly did, that when they introduced the C7, the prices would leap. The C6 had just broken $50,000 on the base car for the first time when the C7 was being talked about, and it had to go up 10 grand. That's what we all thought. It was going to be, you're going to have the full aluminum chassis, the direct ejection engine, the 8-speed automatic, and all sorts of other technology, and it was going to lose weight. And the only expectation you had was prices were going to go up, but in fact, they largely held the price. And you could buy a Vet, if you can find one thus equipped, for about $55,000.
Yes, you certainly can. Of course, we've got the high-performance variant, the C06, around the bend, and that is one incredible performance piece. And rumor has it, I know certain car enthusiast magazines are talking about, this will be quite remarkable if it is indeed true espionage. 2017, we may see, everybody's expecting a ZR1 version of this new Corvette. Simply because the new Z06 surpasses the performance of the latter day ZR1. But a rumor that Car and Driver is circulating around that they're going to have a whole new model for 2017 named after Zora Arcus Duntoff that will be a mid engine, top of the line Corvette. We shall see. More with Tom Appel straight ahead.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further and simply go to investyourself.com. 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 That's investyourself.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Tom McCall is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide. Consumer Guide Automotive. The website is consumerguide.com. Got to check out Tom's blog, his most recent entry into the blog at Consumer Guide, the Daily Drive. Which car is longer? Quiz part one. I really got a kick out of it, and you will too, so log on to that. Tom, we've been running down the 2015 Best Buys, and we have had a couple of people call in and email me up about is the best place to read about the 2015 Best Buys online, or are you guys actually releasing a print edition?
Well, thanks for asking. Yeah, consumerguide.com is probably the fastest place to find it. That's just consumerguide.com. Click on the Best Buys tab, and all the information is right there. Additionally, due in bookstores right about now or within the next week is our 2015 Best Buy Annual. That's a print edition. We're happy to still have some attachment to print after almost 50 years in the business. And, that's in bookstores very soon. Blue cover.
Excellent. Let's see if we can get through the crossover and SUV segment. Moving there's a lot of different sub-segments that you've got here, but the compact crossover SUVs, very popular, and the winners for the Best Buys for 2015, both excellent vehicles, the C5 from Mazda as well as Nissan's Rogue.
Yeah, the Mazda CX-5 continues to surprise us with the incredible fuel economy. It's fun to drive. It's very sporty. But in our care, in real-world testing, and we put in our own gas just to make sure that the mileage jives with what the computer tells us, we continually break 30 miles per gallon in CX-5 test vehicles. Hard not to be impressed. And the Nissan Rogue has just undergone an amazing transformation with its last update. It is just so much more refined than the previous vehicle. It always made great use of space, but now it's quieter, has a nicer interior, and it's just a much more pleasant place to be.
It certainly is. That Skyactiv engine in the Mazda does a wonderful job, and I couldn't agree with you more about the Rogue vehicle. That always used to be good, but this new generation, this present generation, is so much better than what we've seen in the past. Let's move into the premium segment of compact crossover SUVs. This is a segment with a lot of really cool players in it, but you've chosen two very, very good choices. One is the RDX from Acura. I spent a week in this vehicle and very much enjoyed it recently. And the other winner is a vehicle I'm going to have while I'm at the Detroit Auto Show, the Lincoln MKC. Two excellent choices, Tom.
Yeah, the RDX has been around for a little while, and one of the great things about the RDX in this world of downsizing and smaller engines is that it's still powered by a rather robust V6 engine, and it's just a decidedly sporty vehicle. Lots of power, fun to drive, fun interior. Almost controversial styling, but we like it, but just a great overall car. And we're delighted to add the Lincoln MKC to the list. I was very surprised by this vehicle. A lot of people have talked about how it's probably not a lot different than the Ford Escape, but it is much different than the Ford Escape. Fantastic interior. It makes use of EcoBoost engines in both versions, and very impressed.
Let's move into the midsize crossover SUV class, and we've got a couple of excellent winners here, too. One is from Hyundai. It's the Santa Fe and the Santa Fe Sport. Tell us about this Hyundai.
Yeah, we're including both versions, though they are actually almost different vehicles. The Santa Fe Sport being smaller, using different drivetrains, and the full-size Santa Fe, or the larger Santa Fe with the V6. But in both cases, great use of space, which is what you want in a midsize crossover. Responsive drivetrains, nice interiors, all sorts of functionality, and just great places to stick a family.
So true. The other Best Buy winner for 2015, the Highlander from Toyota, another vehicle which has undergone some significant upgrades.
Yeah, one of the best-selling vehicles in that class, and it just updated last year. Much nicer interior, still very quiet, great highway vehicle, just a great vehicle to go long distances in.
Let's move up to the premium mid-size offerings, the mid-size crossovers and SUVs, and we've got two very good choices there. Also winning in this round, another vehicle from Acura. This is the MDX. Tell us a little bit about the MDX.
Yeah, the MDX is sort of a sports car of the class. It's really just fun to drive. Great interior, great handling. If you like the technology and you get one of the higher priced models, you're going to love that. But we just like it because it's sporty.
Yeah, I agree. And Infiniti's QX60, this is a vehicle that I definitely have had the opportunity to drive for a week and very much enjoyed it. It's got a lot of amenities and a lot of luxury. Certainly worthy of a Best Buy choice here.
Yeah, sort of the antithesis of the Acura. Much more useful for family. It's got a useful third row, a little bit quieter, softer riding, softer handling. Very nice cabinet, very refined drivetrain.
As we move up into the big toy, so to speak, the big sport utility vehicles, the large SUV class, we're talking about vehicles like the Suburban, the Tahoe, the Expedition, the Yukon, the Nissan Armada, the Toyota Sequoia. But the one that gets the nod here is a vehicle that I'm very much a fan of, and this vehicle shares a lot of its architecture with the Jeep Grand Cherokee, but puts its own sporting spin on that vehicle, and you can get lots of cool options with this vehicle. Of course, you can get the Hemi 5.7 liter and the dual Blu-ray DVDs embedded into the front seats for the kids in the back seat. This is definitely a great Best Buy choice.
Yeah, we're very fond of the Dodge Durango. It's only been around for a few years, but they've made significant improvements to it over just the last couple of years. Now we have the 8-speed automatic. We have a freshened interior, which is very nice. But one of the great things about it is in V6 trim, despite its size, despite its heft, you can get some seriously impressive fuel economy on the highway, and credit the 8-speed automatic for that. Additionally, if you're looking to tow, there is the Hemi engine. But really, the Durango plays in this great size class, too. It's somewhere between mid-size and full-size. So you get most of what you have in a full-size sport utility, but it's easy to park, it's easy to garage. Still has a huge cargo area and all sorts of room for passengers.
And you're absolutely right. That combination of the Pentastar V6 with that 8-speed automatic will indeed yield you some really significantly good fuel economy numbers and some good performance as well. Let's talk about the Best Buy winner in the premium large SUV class. Some of the vehicles up for consideration included the Q7 from Audi, the QX80 from Infiniti, the Land Rover Range Rover, the Lexus LX570, the Navigator from Lincoln, the GL from Mercedes, and Toyota's Land Cruiser. But when all was said and done, you guys chose the 2015 Cadillac Escalade.
With the Cadillac, yeah. And you know, one of the things, too, when you're in this class is you're looking for power, and the Cadillac has that to spare. Additionally, like all Cadillacs, the styling, perhaps slightly extroverted, and I think that's this car's calling card. The interior is flat-out gorgeous, if not slightly over the top. But it is a very quiet, spacious, roomy, opulently finished car inside, all sorts of space for people. And, again, tremendous power. Also, better fuel economy than they used to get, too. The Vortex 3 Series engine, all sorts of cylinder deactivation, direct injection, variable valve timing, all work. And in recent testing, we were able to get 18 miles per gallon out of one in regular driving.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah, I've had the opportunity to drive the GMC Denali, and I've also driven just recently the Suburban. The Denali was my favorite of the two, but the Suburban certainly in the very large vehicle category is a great people and cargo hauler. But the thing that really kind of put it over the top for me with the Denali is something that is also standard on the Cadillac Escalade, and that's the magnetic ride control.
Yes.
These vehicles years ago used to be, in my opinion, pretty horrible to drive, especially on highways, especially at high speeds. But that magnetic ride control, which is standard on the Cadillac, standard on the Denali, and I believe optional on the Suburban, it really does a tremendous job in turning these very large vehicles into very decently handling vehicles, considering their size. I mean, they're not super nimble, but they definitely are a lot more controlled in their body motions, and they definitely make for a much more pleasant driving experience because of this great technology from General Motors, which Ferrari actually utilizes. It's a standard on the Corvette and the V-Series, the Cadillacs, and also the ZL1 Camaro. Great technology, Tom.
Absolutely, yeah. Again, you don't want to say that an Escalade handles well, but it handles far better than you'd expect.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I can't believe it, but they're chasing us out of the door for this hour of the program. But we'll get you back, and we'll run down the minivan and pickup trucks and electric vehicle winners, as well as the overall winner for 2015. Meanwhile, everybody check out ConsumerGuide.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.